Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ryan Ruthroff.
And I'm Jackson Ammons.
And you're listening to The Breaking Point. We're going to have a good show for you today, but up first is At Night in Dreams by White Denim. You're listening to WHJE. Up next here on WHJE is Kill Your Heroes by Awana Nation. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Ryan Ruthroff, and you're listening to The Breaking Point on WHG. I got my friend, Jackson Ammons, here in the studio.
Hi.
Jackson, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a brand new show, so I'm excited.
Yes, this is the first time in, I believe, WHG history.
First ever.
That we are having shows that go beyond 5 o'clock, which is pretty amazing.
The show starts at 5 o'clock.
Starts at 5, goes to 6:30.
It's a brand new audience.
Yes. Different demographic. We have a lot of good show ideas for our show. This is our first show, so it's going to be a little rough, but we're going to make the best of it. Jackson, you want to explain what our one of our first ideas
is? Well, we have top six at 6. So at 6 o'clock, as you can probably guess, Ryan and I will be giving our top six ideas, our top six opinions on a certain subject that we don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, and that could be totally random. Like, it could be anything from, like, restaurants to colleges to football teams to top six favorite ducks, anything like that.
I love ducks.
I know. I don't even think I can name one duck.
Are there six different types of... I don't know if there are. We also have Story of the Week, so that'll be fun. If one of us goes through a pretty cool experience, we want to share with you, pick one, or if somebody else that we... if we find a good story, we'll share that with you guys.
Yeah, well, one of us will find a story or tell a story, and we'll just talk about it. We'll have a discussion. It could be a funny story. It could be a sad. It could be stupid.
We'll try not to make you cry.
Yeah. No sad stories. Another thing we have is one of my favorites Jackson had on his show last year, Would You Rather? Those ones are very, very difficult to answer. We'll have a couple of those.
They're entertaining.
Then on my show I had last year, and partially Jackson's for a little bit, we had debates, which were my favorite because they're not like the serious debates like gay marriage or anything like that. We don't want to be serious. We want to be funny to entertain you guys. Like, which is better, Coke or Pepsi?
Which, just if you are interested in that kind of stuff, the serious debates, you can find that on Emily's show. That's Tuesday.
Tuesday, SRT, from 10 in the morning to 11. Her and Evan Onimus. We'll be talking about those serious stuff. It's actually quite interesting. It's called Invisible Issues.
Invisible Issues. I like it.
Oh, I love it. If you listen to it, you're going to keep listening to it because it's, again, invisible issues. Issues that people really don't talk about, and Carmel High School students talk about it. It's so entertaining.
It's awesome because she has people that deal with those issues all the time. She has them on guests on her show that, like, for example, gay marriage, she'll have someone who's gay and can get their opinion on it. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. Another one of our topics for our show is going to be Song of the Week. One of us will choose a song and probably research about that song, talk about it, and most likely it's going to be a good song.
And we'll take requests from you guys. You guys want us to feature a song, we'll tell you everything you want to know about it.
Yeah, if you want to request a song, the number is 844-4570, so just call in and we'll give you whatever you want, if we can. And finally, I heard this on a podcast, and I felt like this would be kind of fun for us to do, is Google Feud. Jackson, do you want to explain that?
I've never heard of it, but apparently, according to Ryan, it's I will type in something, or he will type in something. He will type in a few words. So, for example, I want to be a, and then if I type that in, Ryan will have to guess what Google suggest for me to type.
Yeah, and I'll get like the top. It's like Family Feud, except it's Google. And we're going to keep it clean because we know how Google can be sometimes. But and did you FCC. Notice that Google updated their website?
Oh, the logo looks pretty good.
It's
I like it.
It's pretty spiffy. So we're going to move on. We're going to play some more music, but we will be right back. Jackson, are you excited for the show?
It's The Breaking Point, the best show name we could ever think of, ever.
Yes, you're listening to The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE. Up next is Out of the Black by Royal Blood. If you want to make a song request, number is 844-4570.
We're going to push you to The Breaking Point.
You're listening to The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE. My name is Ryan Ruthroff. As always, and Jackson Ammons in here. And we're going to do our first topic. We're starting off with Would You Rather.
My favorite.
Yeah, Jackson loves these. First one. Would you rather be able to fly or read minds? Jackson, your answer.
Read minds, probably.
Really?
I want to know what people are thinking about me.
I wouldn't want to know what people are thinking about me.
No, because if they're thinking bad things, I can just, like, ignore them for the rest of my life. Because if they don't like me, I don't like them. I mean, it's just
What if it's somebody you, like, really care about?
Well, if they don't care about me, I'm not going to care about them.
But you're going to feel so terrible inside.
I am going to feel so terrible. But, I mean, if they... It's got to be a mutual friendship. I mean, if I'm reading minds, I can see right now that you're reading... that you think I'm stupid, and now I don't want to host the show with you.
What?
But,
no. That's impossible.
Since you're my friend, I at least assume that you like me and that we're hosting a show together, and this can be the best show ever, because it's after five.
Yeah, keep thinking that, please. No, I'm just kidding.
What about you?
I would rather fly, honestly, because flying would be awesome. You don't have to wait in traffic. And if you want, just to impress somebody, you could just be like, look, I'm levitating. Can you do that? Oh, you can only read minds. Too bad. And then when they read your mind, you could be saying the same thing in your mind.
I'll be like, hey, I can read minds, and they won't believe me. I'll be like, okay, well. Okay, Maya, would you rather live without the internet or your phone? Living without your phone.
That one's difficult because I use both of those pretty much 24/7.
Very true.
Even when I'm crapping on the toilet, I'm using my phone on the internet.
That's too much information, Ryan. I'm not going to listen to that.
I would probably... Oh, man, I don't know. Probably without my phone. Mostly because you can interact with people without your phone still on the internet.
Yeah, you got, like, Skype on your computer and stuff.
MySpace.
Like, please, Ryan. No, nobody uses MySpace.
We had a talk the other day that MySpace was apparently coming back.
Oh, Brady. He's funny.
I still don't have an account.
It's not coming back. I never did. Never did have an account.
What would you say?
I'd say internet, too. Phone. Just because you can interact with people on the internet still. You, like I said, Skype and stuff like that on your computer. So,
I got another one. Would you rather know the date of your death or your cause of death? But the death cannot be avoided by acting upon this knowledge.
Yeah, that's always true. Date?
Why?
Because I prepare for it. Because if I can't, like, not cause it.
Like, not make it a different, or try to stop it?
Yeah, no, I'd rather know the date.
I would rather know how.
Why, Ryan?
Because then you could be like, oh, that's a pretty cool death. Jumping into a volcano. I wonder how I'm going to get there.
That's true.
Like, I'd be so curious. Now, if it's something like drowned in a puddle of water, I'd be like...
That'd be terrible.
I know. I'd be like, wow, that's really depressing.
See, whatever...
And embarrassing.
Whatever I have in store for myself, I want to be surprised. Because I feel like myself would want that. And I do want that. Next, would you rather be famous or have your best friend be famous?
Probably best friend.
Yeah,
because when you're famous, you get no privacy. Because, like, right now, you and I are pretty famous because we're on the radio and all that. We get met up all the time.
Can I have your autograph?
Yeah.
Please, Jason. It's Jackson. Oh, yeah. Sorry, man.
No, we're not really famous. Nobody knows what we look like. There's a reason why we do radio.
Follow me on Instagram. I'm just kidding.
No, don't do that. Follow WHJE on Instagram.
Oh, yes. WHJ_radio.
No, that's our Twitter.
That's what I meant.
That's our Twitter. Our Instagram is just you can just search WHJ up WHJE.
Radio, that's right.
What would you say? Best friend or... Oh, actually, on top of best friend being your famous, you could just pawn off them for all their cool stuff.
Yeah. Hey, can I have like 10...
10 grand?
10K right now? Just a little bit. They just take it out of their pocket. And
doesn't even make a dent in their salary.
I'd want to try to be famous, I feel. I feel like I'd want to try before I know what I'm missing out of.
You would have no privacy. It's
very true, but I could, like, wear those glasses and that fake mustache that people wear and nobody would recognize me, I feel.
Have fun with that. I probably can bet that you're going to get real tired of it within a year.
I switch it up.
I have one. Would you rather have more time or money?
Money. No.
Wow, that was fast.
I said that fast.
Look at that. Now he's changing his mind.
Now I gotta think about it. Money can't buy time.
No.
No, it can't. Okay. So, and time can't buy money, obviously. Well, turning in like school projects.
You would get more time, but I mean, I only do those at the last minute anyway. So
the teacher, that's true. You do it at the last minute. Okay, final say. I'd probably go with money.
Money? Why?
Because I feel like I have enough time right now. I mean, there's definitely things that I would like to have more time. I think overall, I'm not, like, stressed, like, 24-7. Like,
yeah. I would go time, though.
Yeah.
Because I have a job, so I get money that way. But time is never ending, and it will leave you behind whether you're ready or not. So I would love to have, like, infinite time. That would be so much more... more fun, yes, than having money.
Yeah.
Do you have another one for me? Or for the audience?
For the audience, call in.
If you want your opinion on any of these, just call in 844-45-70.
Okay, would you rather have free Starbucks for a year or free iTunes music?
Come on, iTunes.
Ryan. I know you love Starbucks. Come on.
I don't drink coffee.
Honestly.
I'm one of those people that I don't like hot drinks. Like hot chocolate, I don't like it that much. It has to be like, it has to cool down for like 45 minutes before I can drink it. I don't like hot drinks for some reason.
iTunes just doesn't, like, I don't need iTunes music, honestly. I mean, I'm part of another radio station, so music kind of comes easily to me.
Yeah.
So I'd go with free Starbucks. I guess I'd just hand it out to all my lady friends, and then they'd love me. And they asked for my autograph, and they'd actually know my name.
I don't think they'll still know your name. They'll just call you the Starbucks guy.
The Starbucks guy.
Would you rather have a rewind button in your life or be able to have a pause button in your life? So, like, you could pull out your phone and, like, rewind events that happened or pause to, like, prepare for events.
But I gave up my phone, so I
didn't have my computer. We both gave up our phones, dang it.
Rewind. I'd want rewind.
Yeah. I would have to agree with you on that one.
Play it again. Play it again.
Because if you mess something up, you could just go back and try again. But pause, you're only just, like, pausing that moment, and it's going to happen either way.
Okay. Last one, then let's play some more music.
Yeah, I know. We got to get back to the music.
Would you rather go deaf in one ear or be able to use the internet only 1 hour per week?
Oh, man. That one's that's a big one.
Yeah.
Deaf in one ear. Or what was it?
One hour of internet per week.
1 hour of internet.
I'm gonna go deaf in one ear.
I'm going to go hour.
Hour?
Yeah, because I think I could be able to, like, stretch it out, like, time myself and everything.
I don't think you realize how much internet has control. I know. Internet is almost everything in this world.
You know how much having one ear deaf was going to throw you off, especially when you're on a radio station?
I did that as a kid anyway. You know, you put one hand in your over your ear and you just try, like, see how it is.
Stick your whole hand in your ear?
No, that's not what I did. That doesn't fit like that.
All right, so you said one.
Yeah, I'd go with
one ear deaf, and I said 1 hour. Good. I like would you rathers. They're fun, and I want to get the audience involved because I want to see what their opinions are.
I want to make new friends.
So if you have a request, call in 844-4570. We're going to get back to some more music here, and coming up, we're going to do Song of the Week, so that should be fun. Up next is Big Brat by the Phantom Planet. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. Welcome back to 91.3 WHJE. You're listening to The Breaking Point. That was a song by Dresden Dolls. I can't even pronounce that title. Girl Anchorism, I think is what it's called. Hopefully. And I didn't get it right. We had a caller. One of our callers is a fellow staff student here at the station. His name is DJ Butcher. And he answered one of our Would You Rathers. The one that we chose was, would you rather have time or money? And he said time.
He's stupid.
He's not stupid. He made a very good point that I didn't even think of. If you chose time, you can make all the money in the world. So if you chose time, you could stretch time infinitely and make, like, an infinite amount of money. That's a good point.
Not if you're DJ. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Thank you, DJ, for that call.
It was a good point. I'll give him that.
It was a great point.
But now we got to move on. We have to move on, Ryan.
I wish we could do Would You Rather the entire show, but that would get a little obnoxious.
What are we moving on to, Ryan?
We're going to Song of the Day.
And what did you choose? Please tell the audience.
I chose my Song of the Day because I chose this week, and Jackson next week will obviously choose. We like to keep things equal here. Equal opportunities.
We're all about equality.
I chose Believe by Mumford & Sons.
That's a good song. Mumford & Sons. Do you know anything about them, Ryan?
I know they're good. That's about it.
Okay.
This song's been stuck in my head for like the last couple of days, and I want it to be stuck in your head.
That's very generous of you. Mumford & Sons is a British rock band from London, and they formed in 2007. And the band consists of Marcus Mumford, so I'm guessing it was named after him, Ben Lovett, Winston Marshall, and Ted Wayne. And the song, Believe, was just written by Ted Wayne, Ben Lovett, and Winston Marshall, so not Mumford. The song was released on March 9th of this year, 2015, and it's serving as a lead single in the band's third studio album, Wilder Mind.
It's a good song, so I'm going to just start playing it now because I want it stuck in your head, and it's going to be stuck in your head.
ASAP.
You're listening to The Breaking Point. This is the song of the week, Believe by Mumford & Sons. You may call it that was Believe by Mumford & Sons, and now it's probably stuck in your head, as I said it would, hopefully. I want it to be. It is a good song, and I like it.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
It's a good song. So, after that, we're going to another story of the week. So, I chose the story, and this story is...
It's crazy.
Yeah, pretty odd.
It's crazy. It's not odd. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, the title of the story is, Officer Shoots His Own Patrol Car. That is like... A little weird. Like, why would an officer shoot his own patrol car?
I feel like I want to be protected by these guys, and if they're shooting a car when I'm walking by, I'm going to be not protected.
Why are our voices so high?
Guys, I'm really nervous. God, I don't want you to read it.
All right, here's the story. A police officer lied when he said somebody shot at his patrol car, causing it to crash and catch fire.
Was he driving? And shooting his car at the same time?
I don't know. Let's read on. Massachusetts Police Sergeant William Dwyer on Thursday said that we have determined that the officer's story was fabricated, specifically that he fired shots at his own cruiser as a part of a plan to create a story that he was fired upon. Like, why would you want to do that? Dwyer said the officer will be prosecuted, and he was a dispatcher hired as a part-time officer and was trained to become a full-time officer. I don't think I don't think he's going to become a full-time officer. Like, it says he shot his own car, causing it to crash and catch fire.
That's scary.
How do you, like...
I would never do that to my car.
Oh, yeah, no, not any chance. But he must have been trying to get a new patrol car. I don't know.
I love Rebecca. I would never do that to her. I'm just kidding. I don't name my car.
That's a little weird. No, a lot of people name their cars.
I don't, though.
I mean, a car is a female. Cars,
yes,
boats.
That's why her name is Rebecca.
Are planes females?
Everything is a female.
Not me. I'm not a female.
non-living organism. It's non-living. It's not an organism. Carry on.
But he must have been trying to get a new car, but he's only part-time. So why would he want a new car? And he was training to become full-time.
Because the car in this picture looks screwed up.
Yeah, it is, like, burnt to
a... probably post-crash.
Yeah, it is burnt to a crisp.
Where'd you get the story, Ryan?
I got it on CNN. I just looked up the first thing, and I was like, this is a little weird.
Crazy.
I know. Jackson, what are your opinions of this? Like,
It's in Massachusetts, so... Nowhere near us, so I'm kind of happy that our police are very well-rounded.
Here we go. I got what the officer who shot his own car, what his story of it was. Ooh, he said on Wednesday, the officer reported that a white man in a dark pickup truck fired shots at him, causing his patrol car to spin around, strike a tree, and catch fire. The officer said he returned fire.
So he must have been driving.
I think, but he would have to set it up. Like, you can't just, like...
You can.
Well, you would have to set the scene up. So you would have to, like, somehow get your car slammed into a tree. And by the picture, it looks like he went head-on into a tree. And it's like a big suburban car.
You never want to hit a tree like that.
Yeah, well, he went head-on into the tree. And then when he says he fired shots back, so they're going to see that his pistol... is low on ammo, so he probably fired them at his own car.
Wow, I wonder how they figured that out.
And then I don't know how it would catch fire. He would have to spread gasoline all over it, but they would find that there would be gasoline trails
all
over.
We're going too much into depth with this. I'm pretty sure a tree can catch a car on fire if it was mad enough.
If it wanted to, it could just spontaneously combust. So you're listening to The Breaking Point. If you have opinions about this story, please call us, 844-4570.
This is where we push you to the breaking point.
Yes, this is the breaking point. And up next is Picking Up Your Head by Middle Class Rut.
If you didn't realize that, it's like The Edge for the breaking point.
Yes, you're listening to 91.3 WHJE, The Edge on the Breaking Point.
What's up? You are on the Breaking Point with Jackson and Ryan.
What up, everybody? Up next, top six at six. Jackson, what's the topic?
It is restaurants. I love it. I'm really excited. You should be too.
Up next on WHJE is This Ladder Is Ours by Joy Formidable. You're listening to The Breaking Point on WHJE.
That's right. Get excited.
I am Ryan Ruthroff. This is Jackson Ammons right next to me.
If you're just now tuning in, like he said, Ryan and Jackson, this is The Breaking Point, the first radio show in history to be after five.
Yes, it is a fantastic. I'm honored.
In WHE history.
Yes. I'm honored to be part of this first-time experience.
Too. This is fun.
Yeah, it is really fun. So we're going on to we're most excited about top six at six. Jackson, what is our first topic?
Restaurants.
Yes.
I'm really excited. Our top six restaurants at 6 o'clock, as you could have guessed.
Yes, and it's 6 o'clock now, so we are ready. Let's go, Jackson. What is your first favorite restaurant?
This was really
hard. Yeah, this is a difficult one to
really
think about.
I honestly only have four right now.
I have five. Dang it. yeah, because I've spent so much time thinking about this. I'm like, where do I eat at the most?
You only had the last like 2 minutes because I just pulled it out of our super secret hat.
Oh, yeah. We have a hat that we store in here where we're just going to draw out.
Yeah.
So we only have a little time to think about
it. That's why he only has five and only has four.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it as we go along. I mean, I have a few in my mind. I just don't know if they're top six worthy. Anyway.
Wait. Are we going to do this where it's like your number one, number two, number three, or just random order?
I'm doing number one, number two, number three. I'm doing my top six. My number one would be Bub's Burgers in the Arts District. And I like that the best because of the burgers. I mean, honestly, they're really good, so that's why I like it.
I can agree with that, but I have a different one. Chili's.
Chili's
I like Chili's.
Chili's is good.
I like one of their burgers is really good to me. Not going to say which one, but they're all, they have different kinds of foods.
Yeah.
It's not like Bub's where it's just a burger joint.
Hey, don't be Bub's. Bub's also has ice cream.
Next one.
Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A.
Don't go to Chick-fil-A. That I've only been like twice.
I mean, if I have to choose one like drive-through / fast food restaurant, it'd be Chick-fil-A. That's like my
yeah. I didn't really choose any drive-through fast food because I'm not really a big fast food fan.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
it's not American.
Wow, pulling that card on me now, are you? My second one, Five Guys. That's my burger joint. I love Five Guys. Going on to my third one. I'm going to stick with burger joints for right now. Steak and Shake. I go to Steak and Shake all the time with my friends, especially after the football games, which, ooh, by the way, there is one tomorrow night at 7.
That's right. It's a varsity game.
Varsity. First home game. Center Grove. Go to it.
It's going to be fun. my number three is going to be Olive Garden.
That's my number four.
Number four. At least we agree on
one thing. Yes, we agree on one thing.
Olive Garden. I haven't been in such a long time, but I actually kind of want to go back. Olive Garden's pretty cool.
The breadsticks.
Breadsticks.
Ooh. Always leave with like a fresh batch of breadsticks.
You put them in your jacket pockets and you just, I don't do that.
Mine, fifth? Yes, because we both agreed on your third.
It's your fourth.
No, I agreed my fourth one with you on Olive Garden.
Okay, you know what? I just can't do math.
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
I like Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's, free fries delivery.
Yeah. I love that. I've never had them delivered.
I love that commercial. Greek's Pizza is mine. I have one in my neighborhood, and it's pretty cool. Me and my friends go there, my friends and I.
We went to one last year.
We did.
Yes, it was after an event. After you, me, our friend Samuel Wiederhaft, and a graduate of WHJE, Isaac Andrews. That was really fun. We probably made them mad because it was like
closing time. We were still there.
It was like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night on like a Wednesday or something, and we stayed there till like 10:30.
That's just how good.
And we were the only ones there, so they
we didn't stay there past closing time, but it was definitely
no. They didn't kick us out.
Time. My number five is Subway.
Ooh.
Subway's cool.
Ooh, I said Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Oh, now.
Nope. Scratch it. Which. I like Witch better.
Never been to Witch.
Never been to Witch Witch?
Nope.
It's awesome. It's by Pennsylvania. It's on Pennsylvania Street. It's awesome. But I like Witch Witch better than Subway, actually.
I'm trying to think of a final restaurant. This is
Subway's
really,
still good, though.
Yes, it is. I will agree. It is good.
Subway's good.
I just prefer Jimmy John's.
Okay, you what? Well. number six.
Man. Okay. I'm going to go fast food just because I didn't say anything.
That's right, you are.
Hey,
you're American again.
I'm back being American. Proud to be an American.
Please don't. They don't want to hear that.
I'm going to go with Wendy's.
Wendy's?
I like Wendy's. It's more expensive, but...
Nice. Been to a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I don't know. I've only been to Chick-fil-A like twice. I like Wendy's. And I love burgers. That's the one. Like, if I go to a Mexican restaurant, I will get a burger. No, I probably won't, but I prefer burgers.
I'm going to go with a Mexican restaurant. I'm going to go with Chipotle.
So that's your final one?
Yeah.
Chipotle?
I try to have a variety. I've been there once. I've been there once.
Zero.
But my one time I went there was good.
What about Qdoba? Have you ever been to Qdoba?
I've been to Qdoba multiple times.
I've been to either of those zero times. I don't get out a lot, obviously. I go to the same restaurants all the time, and Jackson's just...
SMH.
Maybe we could go there sometime. As you and I get together,
yeah, sure.
Plan for our shows. So that was top six at six. If you have...
Hey, and it took 6 minutes.
Yeah, don't... Oh, look at that. Top six in 6 minutes.
Top six at six in 6 minutes.
That's a lot of six. So if you have...
Illuminati confirmed!
If you have a top six, call us at 844-4570. We'll be here till about 6:15, so call in fast.
I knew you were going to say 7-0. I can read minds.
Obviously, I'd rather fly.
Nope.
But up next here on WHJE is a new health rock by TV on the Radio. You're listening to The Breaking Point, the first ever afternoon show.
913 WHJE, I knew you were going to say that.
What? I don't even know what you said. You're listening to WHJE. I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but is that time for The Breaking Point to end?
It sucks.
It does. But don't worry, we'll be back next Thursday. 5 to 6:30.
Usually we will be running at 6:30.
Yes.
Usually. This time we're kind of a little short.
Speaking of shows, WHJE features a lot of fantastic shows.
All of them are fantastic.
Jackson, which one are you host of?
Ooh.
Okay, don't act. You know which
it's
one it is.
Amazing. I'm just really stunned. I can't say it. It's just...
Not as good as this
one,
but...
I don't think I'm worthy to say it.
Okay, his is
the host. It is the weekend kickoff show, Friday afternoons, 3:30 to 5 o'clock.
Yes.
And I'll be kicking off your weekend real good. I'll be telling you all about the football games coming up this weekend, the movies coming out this weekend, if there are any, and crazy stories that I find, stupid criminals that I find, and facts I feel you should know.
We had a show today during SRT.
We did.
What is that?
That's Hound Pound.
It's Hound Pound Sports Talk Show.
Hound Pound Sports Talk.
Yes.
That's
the hosts are Brady Kling, Jack Kaiser, and Sammy Wiederhaft. They interview people involved in the sports around here at CHS 10 to 11.
Head coach John Hebert was interviewed today.
Yes.
And Jake Leach,
yes,
football player.
Very interesting player. If you love sports and athletics and all that. Now, I, myself, have two shows.
Not as good as we can kick off.
No, not as good as this one. Technically, including this one, I have three. I'm very involved here. One of them, Student Radio Time. Friday SRTs, 10 to 11. Very fun. I have my host. I'm the co-host, and my host is Ben Miller. And we invite people to come on and either sing, rap, or play music.
If you can guess, the show used to be called Freestyle Friday. If you are a fan of that rap, it will still be coming
back. Yeah, don't worry. It's still going to be there, and we still have people making the beats for us, so it's all fresh. Yeah. And the other one, I'm a producer. I'm not on it, but I help run it.
Yeah, because you're so involved.
Yeah, is Invisible Issues on Tuesday SRTs. We spoke about it earlier. If you want to have, like, it's mostly like the debates that we are going to have eventually on our show, but it's way more serious. And it's very entertaining because it's students here at Cromwell High School that have these issues, and most of them are some that I've never even heard of.
It's like, it's not like Coke and Pepsi like we would do. It's like math class versus English class.
No, it's not. It's homosexuality, gay marriage, all that. It's really serious, but it's really entertaining. Jackson, we have one final show. When is it? Jackson. I count on you to do one thing.
I did one thing. I can't do the next thing you count on me to do.
Okay, it's Monday mornings.
That's right, Monday mornings off the wall.
SRT, Maggie Paul is from our WHA, and then J.D. Arlen from CHTV talk with the superintendent, Dr. Wall, and get up all inside his head and everything.
It's fun.
It is. Well, that's going to conclude our show. So sad. We'll be here next week, Thursday, 5 to 6:30. First ever show in the afternoon for WHJE.
It is awesome.
This next song for WHJE as we sign off here is I Won't Let You Down by OK Go. Jackson, say your final goodbyes.
Bye, audience.
See you next week, everybody.